Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Aaron, I thought I'd give you an early holiday gift. I want you to take tomorrow off.
Oh, so generous. Thank you.
How's your son doing? Feeling better?
Much better, thank goodness. Yes, he's back on the mend, and we're all ready to eat some turkey.
I know we're not talking about this, but a lot of parents, I don't know how young he is, but I have some kids that, you know, younger people in my life, they're worried about this respiratory virus, their kids, because there's a lot of stuff going around that's not COVID.
Exactly, yeah. He's only 4 and a half, but it's like his whole preschool has it right now. It's pretty brutal, that's for sure.
Yeah, I hope he's doing well. Hope you have what are your plans, by the way? Are you staying local or travel or anyone coming to visit or...
Staying local, it's going to be a small one, just the immediate family and my brother, and I couldn't be more excited. We're keeping it easy and happy, and I don't feel stressed, so that's awesome.
Good.
What about you? What are your plans?
Just laying low, you know, getting to see some younger friends and our kids and just regionals, you know, just staying right here, which I like.
Me too.
Now, you live, getting personal, you're in Connecticut, right?
Yeah, not too far. New England is the best for Thanksgiving.
It is. But you don't want to be driving around Connecticut tomorrow. I'm not a big fan of your roadways. No, I'm kidding.
No, they aren't great. We're basically like a big highway from New York to Massachusetts. So, yeah.
Well, I wish you and yours a great Thanksgiving. Hey, real quickly, speaking of travel, a lot of people are traveling. A lot of people are going to the airport. A lot of people are doing multi-hour trips. Tell us about it.
Yes. So AAA, they're predicting 54 million people. They're going to travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving. That's up to 98% of the pre-pandemic volume. There's also going to be people on planes, 4.5 million Americans flying to their destination. And this one was interesting, Jack. So more than 1.4 million travelers are going out of town by bus, train, or cruise ship. And that's an increase of 25%. So, I mean, I can't think of anything more dystopian than seeing everyone else's family drama on a cruise ship for Thanksgiving. But it seems like people are into that this year. So that's something else.
All right. Well, listen, Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio, national correspondent. Thank you, Aaron. Have a good one.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.